Over the last several weeks, there have been a lot of announcements from the state's Gas Line Corporation. It has spent a lot of time and $2 million marketing Alaska's mega project this year. And so far, it has signed agreements to explore the project in China, South Korea, Japan, and Vietnam. It's set to spend another $1 million on promotional handouts, trade shows, and communications. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on how the corporation's message has resonated with Alaskans.
Alaska's Gas Line Development Corporation has a transparency problem. Depending on who you talk to, it's either being forced to give up too much information, and that hurts its chances of being competitive in the global liquefied natural gas market, or it isn't disclosing enough about what it's doing with the state's money. This came up during a corporation board of directors meeting on Thursday. Here's board member Mark Lucan.
You know, it's interesting to me that you believe, I believe, the board believes, the governor believes, the president believes that this project is real.
But in Alaska, he says people aren't believing it's real.
And the commercial effort, the regulatory effort, the engineering effort are all very important also. But we need to help Alaskans believe this project is real.
The problem with being a state corporation is that it's supposed to act like a business. And that means some things have to be secret. But it's spending the state's money. And that means some things can't be secret. Calls for transparency and more information have gotten louder since the state took over the project. Anchorage Republican Anna McKinnon chairs the Senate Finance Committee. Her committee has been asking the same questions for a long time. How much will the state's gas be worth? And after all the debt is paid off, what will be left for Alaskans?
We are not getting the information that we've requested. You certainly don't want to show your hand in the cost scenario when you're negotiating with someone. These are sensitive issues. But the Finance Committee is going to need to see those numbers.
What's left over once the owners of the gas and the project financiers take their cut? That's an important number for lawmakers. It helps them decide whether the project is a good deal for the state. But that number, the state's share of the profit, it's one of the few things that the corporation can use to make the project more competitive in a tough global market. Cutting the state's share lowers the cost to customers. And for lawmakers, this isn't an easy choice. It's unfamiliar territory for them. It's easy to see the benefit of putting state money into a highway or a school. Pumping millions of dollars into a giant, risky gas line, it just isn't as clear-cut.
I want to see that there's a profitable project here, and I need some guarantee from someone that the Finance Committee believes that this project can economically benefit the people of Alaska.
Not all lawmakers are demanding more information from the corporation, though. Anchorage Representative Garen Tarr says some of what they're asking for, it just isn't possible to know until the final contracts are drawn up.
At some point, we do have to trust that these are professionals, you know, that know how to do the day-to-day management, because really the state, you know, legislature cannot micromanage this project, right?
That's not to say that Tarr doesn't have questions for the corporation, but she's thinking about signing a confidentiality agreement to get them answered. This past Monday evening, about a dozen lawmakers gathered to hear an update from the state corporation. Most of them are on the phone, and they are tolerating a terrible connection.
Okay, I'll go on to the next page.
Pardon me for one moment. If folks could mute their line.
2 hours in, Representative Lance Pruitt, he's a Republican from East Anchorage, asks a question.
What happened to FEED?
FEED. That's front-end engineering and design. It's basically all of the homework that has to get done before you start building a project. It's the final blueprint and every construction detail, schedule, and cost estimate. Before the state took over, this was supposed to be a 2-year process that cost more than $1 billion to get through. Meyer says now, instead of doing the engineering and design work, the corporation plans to wrap it all into the construction bid. And that didn't sit well with Pruitt. Meyer says there are pros and cons to both models, but either way, Pruitt says that change, it should have been communicated clearly.
We are the decision makers, ultimately. We're the ones that are going to commit the billions of dollars that are necessary. They've got to communicate to us.
Up to this point, all of the state corporation's agreements have been non-binding. No one else is spending money to move the project forward. And that leaves lawmakers to decide if they want to put more money into the effort. So far, many of them have said they just aren't sure the project is far enough along to justify it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.